Set on the streets of the Big Apple, see all the sites on a production-ready backlot. This week, I'll be asking 15 questions all about the New York backlot in Universal Studios Orlando. Hello, and welcome to the Theme Park Trivia Podcast. I'm Dana, and I'm here with Ben.
Hello.
And Sadie.
Hey.
They will get 15 questions, 10 seconds to answer, and get 1 point for each correct answer. Then stick around to the end for a quick round of Guess the Character. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I was. Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Number one, how many attractions are there in New York?
Our answer is going to be two.
You are correct. Number two, what popular department store has a facade in New York?
Would that department store be Macy's?
It is.
And now we're 100%.
Number three. What is the name of the attraction that is an indoor simulator that takes place in a flying theater?
Race Through New York, starring the one and only Jimmy Fallon.
You are correct. Number four. What year did this ride open? Would you like to guess?
I'm going to say 2015.
It was 2017. Oh.
When did you start hosting?
Oh, I don't know. Before that. I don't know when he started hosting, but I know the ride opened in 2017.
Well, I changed my answer.
Okay. Number five, what is the height limit for this ride?
Let's go with 40.
You are correct.
Woo-hoo!
40 inches. Number six, what was the name of the first attraction found in the now 30 Rock building? Would you like to wager a guess?
Don't look at me.
Escape to Witch Mountain?
What?
Because I have no idea.
Who are you going to call, Ben?
Ghostbusters!
Apparently not Ghostbusters.
It was the Ghostbusters
Spooktacular. Well, that sounds scary.
Well, since you know that one, number seven. What ride replaced the Ghostbusters Spectacular?
Twister?
It was Twister Ride It Out.
Nice. Who's the guy?
I forget his name.
It's Bill Paxton.
That's right. Okay, well, Bill Paxton was it.
Because I'm old.
Oh, it's great.
Number eight. What type of ride is Revenge of the Mummy?
It's an indoor roller coaster.
It is. Number nine. What year did it open?
?2004.
That is correct.
Woo!
Number 10. What is the height limit of this ride?
You have to be 48 inches to ride the Revenge of the Mummy, the scariest ride in the park.
Yes, that is true. Number 11. What opening day attraction did Revenge of the Mummy replace? Go ahead.
You go.
Is it Kong? With King
Skull
Kong?
Skull Island?
Well, Skull Island. Island's in the other one. It was called Confrontation.
Oh, I was really
like Confrontation?
Yeah, but Kong.
Well, that's just not funny.
We're taking that for
No, okay. We got it right.
Number 12. What is the name of the musical crew that utilizes buckets, scaffolding, wrench xylophones, and nearly everything in between to hype up the crowd?
Are construction workers.
Uh-huh.
That are blue.
And they're not blue.
They're not. It's not the Blue Man Group.
It's always the Blue Man Group. Probably in our house right now.
I hope not. They're the, I don't know. What are they saying?
Stomp.
Almost.
They're Stamp.
Called, they're called the Beat Builders.
They're called the Beat Builders.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
No, you did not. Number 13. On what New York street would you find Finnegan's Bar and Grill? Do you happen to know?
I think we're going to go with Delancey Street.
You are correct. Number 14. On Delancey Street, you'll find a sign that says the Kitty Cat Club. What Broadway musical is that a nod to? Would you like to guess?
No.
Let's go with Cabaret.
It is. You are correct.
How did you even know that?
I know things, Sadie.
Okay,
last one. Number 15. Which now retired show took a popular character and had him team up with the Ghostbusters, where they are possessed and they dance to a bunch of pop songs, most of which were brand new at the time, such as Vogue and Can't Touch This?
But my guess would be Beetlejuice Ghost Party, You Can't Touch This.
No. I think you're right with Beetlejuice.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be some sort of play on the word possession.
You can do this in less than 3 lessons.
Is that a hint or is that you just quoting?
No, that's just me quoting.
Oh.
You still got a point, though.
Just... come up with a name for this show.
Beetlejuice Dance Dance Revolution.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Well, you got Beetlejuice right, so you can put that as half a point. But it's Beetlejuice Dead in Concert, or it was also called Street Busters.
Oh, Street Busters.
So, how did you do?
Can't touch this.
Do. Can't touch this.
Alright, we got 11.5 points.
Oh, not bad. That was better than what? Last week, it was like 7.5.
Oh.
Poor Oliver, he was the half. Now it's time for Guess the Character, and this week it is my turn. My character is white. My character is female. She is not a human. She's very protective, and she likes plants. If you think you know who my character is, comment over at SmaldinolandUSA on Instagram. Last week, it was Zoe's turn, and her character was Zero from The Nightmare Before Christmas. Thank you for listening and playing along, and come back next time for another episode of the Theme Park Trivia Podcast.
Bye!
Bye. Goodbye.